A leading Aboriginal health worker from a remote Arnhem Land community says Royal Darwin Hospital needs to employ more Indigenous staff. The tiny community is also home to acclaimed singer Gurumul Yunupingu. The hospital has been under scrutiny this week after accusations Gurumul was written off by staff as a drinker when his condition instead relates to childhood hepatitis. Felicity James reports from Darwin.
Aboriginal health workers are trained to give frontline health care in remote settings and bridge the gap between Western and traditional medicine. The Royal Darwin Hospital needs more of them, according to Sarah Bukalachby, an Aboriginal health worker from the Galawinku community on Elko Island, which is also home to Gurumul Yunupingu.
Some people, when they go to big hospital, Darwin Hospital, when they go there, then they have to run away because there's no escort for them or someone to be with them, and they feel scared, or sometimes they feel like they're in a different area or different country.
Last year, Ms. Bukalachby won the Northern Territory's Aboriginal Health Worker of the Year Award for her work on chronic disease, including hepatitis B screening and education. More than 2,000 Yolngu Mata speakers live in Galawinku. Ms. Bukalachby says because of language and cultural barriers, people with chronic illness often decide not to go to hospital in Darwin or find it too intimidating to stay when they arrive.
What would you like to see at the hospital to make that better?
We need Yolngu staff to work closely with doctors and nurses to give the clear message to that patient, because sometimes they don't know what they're talking about. You know what Yolngu say, they say yes, 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 but really they don't understand what the doctor and the nurse is saying.
This week, Gurumul's dealings with the Royal Darwin Hospital have dominated headlines, with his doctor and manager making a complaint about delays in his treatment and fears he was racially profiled as a drinker. Mark Gross from Skinny Fish Music, the record label that manages Gurumul, made the complaint.
This is not about Gurumul. This is actually about those patients that don't have any advocates, those patients who can't find their way through the system. And the system is incredibly difficult, even for me.
According to the Royal Darwin Hospital, more than 60% of its patients are Indigenous, but just 4% of staff identify as Indigenous. The Northern Territory's Health Minister, John Elfrink, has defended the hospital and its staff, but he's not retracted accusations. Gurumul's health has been used as a publicity stunt.
What you've seen is evidence of a very grumpy minister who has seen his staff maligned across this country.
The hospital says work is being done by the Territory Government and the hospital to improve Indigenous employment, and that currently it employs 18 Indigenous liaison officers, several Aboriginal health workers and a cultural advisor.
Felicity James with that report.